Pickaxe.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey all, I'm Dr. Alok Kanoja, but the internet knows me as Dr. K. I spent 7 years studying to become a monk and then became a psychiatrist. I want to tell you a little bit about my podcast, Healthy Gamer GG, where we combine my clinical experience of practicing psychiatry and sprinkle in years of experience as a meditation teacher and sort of focus on spirituality. So on the podcast, we're going to approach very common everyday problems from each of these lenses. And what we really do well is blend science and spirituality to create the most accessible solutions for people for their everyday problems. So check us out at Healthy Gamer GG on YouTube, Spotify, or Apple.
Hello and welcome to Zero Degrees, the podcast with no qualifications where we try and solve your complications. I'm Ravs and I'm joined by the lovely Harry and Lids. Hello, 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 hello.
Nilu.
Hello, 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 hello.
Nilu.
How are you doing? We all good?
I'm eepy sleepy, but I'm good because we're recording. I say early in the morning. It's gamer early in the morning.
It's gamer early. Plus, what time did you go sleep?
Like 4 a.m. because we played Jackbox after D&D last night.
So oh my god.
We played the new Jackbox pack till like 4 in the morning.
Oh, there's a new one.
Sleepy. Yeah, it's very good. It's filled with bangers.
Okay.
That's why
really?
I was up so late. If it was like lame as hell, I wouldn't have stayed up so late. But
no, I do like Jackbox.
I
always feel like Jackbox Party Pack comes out and there's like one or two bangers in there and then the rest are fucking terrible. Is it better ratio this time?
Every game I played last night was a banger.
Oh.
I think there's like maybe one I didn't. Yeah.
Okay, that's nice.
Oh, really?
It was real good.
Is any as good as Quiplash? Because Quiplash was always
way better.
Really?
There's like a Guitar Hero type one where you can like fight this weird like onion monster and everyone gets like a different instruments and you gotta like sync up your thing and like tap buttons and stuff. It's pretty good. It's like Guitar Hero but on PC.
I always like the t-shirt one.
That they've got a second one of that now.
The t-shirt one I thought was the funniest.
Yeah, TKO2 is in this pack. Yeah,
nice.
Not sponsored, just fucking playing it last night.
Just really enjoying
fun.
It just gaming,
just loving life.
Just fucking gaming out here. Jesus,
gaming. It was good shit.
So it's been a hot minute, and in that hot minute, you two went to Vegas.
Jesus Christ.
We haven't spoken about it, have we?
Life has been so chaotic.
I'm pretty sure this is the first time we've done a podcast since you guys went, right?
I think so, yeah.
I think it is, yeah.
Yeah.
This is the post-Vegas update.
Oh my
I like
God,
that it's
all right.
Destroyed the podcast. It's like,
it has absolutely decimated the podcast. We missed last week and shit. Like, oh my God.
Yeah. Vegas was Vegas-y. That's all I could really say. It was great. It was fun. It was tiring. It was overwhelming.
Constantly overwhelming.
Did you have a good time, Ralph? Did you enjoy?
It was amazing, yeah. Obviously, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. But,
obviously, but that will detail exactly what happened in Vegas.
But fuck me, it's constant. It's just drinking nonstop everywhere you go. There's no break from it. There's gambling and drinking and fucking everything you can imagine is around you.
I mean, we've all been to Vegas. It's once you've been, you understand what kind of place it is. Like, I do find it kind of disgusting and grim. It's a place that just lacks all kind of culture or grounding or
moral compass.
It was the first night, and I mean, was it me, you, and Duncan Routes walking somewhere, or maybe it was me and Paul Choi and Duncan? Some guy was just like, "Do you want to fuck a midget? Do you want to?
I was not. I was not there for that.
He just stopped us in the street, and I was like, "Oh, I forgot I'm in Vegas. Okay."
Oh just my like, God.
Have to deal with that kind
That's
of, you know,
crazy.
That kind of shit in the streets.
Jesus. Okay, so I want to hear, who won and lost the most at gambling. I want to hear the craziest shit that went down, like a snippet of the, as far as podcast friendly as it can be.
I don't. Oh, I guess we can speak for gambling. We can speak for me and Ravs. I think I was net down like $150-$200, which sounds pretty bad, but I was actually up like the same amount, like at one point. So I don't know. It wasn't that bad. That was about the amount that I was expecting to lose, to be honest. Which, yeah, we were there for 5 days. I'm pretty happy that that's not that bad.
I feel like as long as you say to yourself, I'm okay with losing X amount, and mm-hmm. when that happens, I stop, then it's okay. It's when that gets out of control. That
considering
it's...
we gambled for probably like 10 to 15, maybe 20 hours over those 5 days.
A day.
Like, a day.
Yeah.
Like, coming out that down, I'm like, it's fine.
Yeah.
If you ratio that out to like how much you're spending pounds per hour, it's not that bad. I would say Vegas was just fucking expensive. I felt the burn on every drink. Like, I don't know about you, Raz. I felt like everything just looked
my God,
so expensive.
Fine. Even without gambling, which, by the way, I can't remember exactly how much I gambled, but I spent less than last time and I ended up up.
Ooh. Nice.
$30.
Hell yeah.
Nothing crazy. However, I'm not up because, as Harry just said, Vegas is fucking insanely expensive.
Mm.
Everything just piled up. I paid for a fucking $12 Rice Krispie treat because I was fucking fairly starving one night.
A $12 Rice Krispie treat? Oh
yeah,
my
yeah,
God.
Yeah. I was so fucking hungry, and we were staying in the Aria, and they've got like a weighted sensor and your fucking room service thing.
That room service, yeah. I mean, it was like a small packet of M&Ms is $20. And I was just like,
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. It's crazy.
But that's kind of just everywhere in Vegas. Mm. It was so expensive.
If you order a drink at the bar, what's the damage?
$18, I'd say, minimum.
$18.
Yeah, gotta be somewhere around that.
Which is a stupid amount of money. That's like 15 quid. Jesus
fucking Christ. Insane.
So like
amount.
A pint is basically 15 quid.
And remember, also their pints aren't even full pint size. They're not the same as ours.
Yeah.
They're two-third fluent ounces or whatever it is.
Oh my God, 15 it's quid and it's not even a full pint. So how much... To get drunk, all right, you're drinking, you're not pre-gaming, you're just getting drunk
at
the bar.
This is an advantage, right? We were there for TwitchCon, so there was a lot of free bars. There's a lot of different avenues for getting booze. Equally, obviously, the tactic in Vegas is not to actually buy drinks. It's to sit there and gamble very slowly and get the free drinks from the waitresses that go around and tip them, you know, about half the drink cost or whatever you can make up with not from what you've not lost gambling. So how many drinks? I don't know. I didn't actually buy that many drinks, but when I did, I just felt like it was fucking torture.
Oh my God. Yeah. It is. Yeah. Horrific.
I personally hated going up to get a drink because it meant fucking, because I'm paying with card or whatever. I got to sign the receipt sometimes, but not all the times because America's a confusing country. Like I don't get it. Sometimes you sign, sometimes you don't.
The entire tipping culture and the way that they deal with credit cards and bills, it just feels entirely dated. Like at this point, it's just like, you're just not living in the 21st century America, like paying for checks and stuff. It's such a laborious, boring fucking thing. Like think about how easy it is here. You walk into a pub, you go up to a bar, you say, I want a Thatcher's Gold, you tap your phone, and you fucking leave.
And it's done.
The whole transaction, if the bartender's fast, is like
a minute.
20,
honestly, a minute maybe.
Yeah.
A minute max, yeah.
Like, maybe 30 seconds if you're really lucky. Like,
we were walking to a place, it was like the most it was like a road beer station, is what I'd call it, because there's so much walking in Vegas, like, this place was, I would describe, only as a place you would stop to grab a beer to move to somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy was like, hey, do you want to like open a tab? Like, you guys going to be here for a while? And I was like, you're in the most inconvenient bar. Like, why are we having this conversation? Just give me the beer I asked for, please. And fucking let me contactlessly pay.
I think, I don't know if I was just a bit ill and a bit hungover the entire time, but the American just style of customer service really also ground me down.
Oh my God,
the constant fucking endless conversation, but I don't have time for it. I don't have like the mental capacity to have a nice conversation with everybody. Like
grumpy Brit.
Maybe I am a grumpy Brit, but I don't like, I'm sorry, but I've come to your shop to buy a thing, not to have a chat. Like,
yeah.
Like I'm with like 20 people who I all want to spend my time chatting with. Like, no offense, I don't want to chat with you.
You miserable sod.
I don't know. I think it all just, I think just like.
You're just hungover and you're like, oh.
It just felt like Vegas was even more Vegas-y. Do you know what I mean? Ravs, it was even more American. It was even more expensive. Like,
yeah.
It was even more fucked. Getting around was even more shit. Like, but it was really fun. We had such a wonderful group of people out there.
Yeah, it was super cool.
Like, I loved being out there with so many people. I think that was really great.
It looked really fun. How was the Sphere?
So I had tickets with Hat Films to go to the Sphere, but it was my last day in Vegas. Mm-hmm. And I checked out a little bit late because I was like fucked from the night before. And I couldn't sign out because the queue was massive to sign out. And then even worse, the queue after that for my bags was also like to store my bag was mm-hmm. insanely large as well. So like I just didn't get to go even though they'd bought me a ticket. So I owe Hat Films a shit ton of money right now, actually.
Oh fuck.
Yeah, I owe them money for that. And then we went for like fancy fucking steaks the night before as well. So I owe them the money for that too.
This is good. Rabs is casually in severe debt. Why are you admitting this on the podcast? Why are you putting this out?
You're making a record of it.
I need to pay my debts and I need them to have an audible receipt.
This is good. Everyone make sure Rabs pays them. This is what the fans are here for, holding us to account.
Did you go to it, Harry, the Sphere?
No. I was doing a lot of meetings and stuff, which was good. Was happy.
Saw it a ton, though.
Yeah, I honestly, the Sphere is really cool. Like, if any city is going to work in, Vegas is the city. You know, it has such a bright nightlife and there's so much like light pollution already. You kind of don't notice that it's there. But then, I don't know, it is really cool. I'm actually a big fan of it. I thought I was going to hate it. And I kind of left being like, I wish we had one.
I love the Sphere.
Yeah, it's really
London
may
be getting one, right?
Yeah, they talked about getting one in London. Again, I just don't know how you deal with the light pollution. It's like on 24/7.
I don't think it's going to be.
They'll put it somewhere by the water that's not got a ton of residential around it or some shit, I imagine.
I think leaving Vegas, I was very much like 2 years in a row now doing Vegas. I think I need a year off.
I'm not going back to Vegas next year. I don't care if it's TwitchCon Vegas. I don't care if it's like in LA or some shit and people are like, let's go to Vegas after. I'm saying fuck off. I'm going home.
Yeah,
having a little detox from Vegas.
How do you feel?
Yeah, god damn.
You went to Vegas earlier this year, was it? Or was it last year?
No, I went to Vegas quite a while ago.
Was it a couple years ago?
I think it was like 2018 or 19.
No, I thought it was post-COVID.
No, I haven't been in a hot minute. Yeah, I think it was.
Do you long for it?
Oh, no. Yeah, it was 4 years ago because it was a 30th birthday kind of trip with my friends.
Okay.
No, I don't really long for it, if I'm honest. I'm glad I did it and I'm glad I got to experience it, but I have no desire to go back. Like, I feel like it's something which is very like, check that off the list, you know, it was cool. It was crazy. It was surreal. But if the opportunity came up again, I would just be like, nah, it's cool. I just don't really want to go back. It was fun, but.
It's a lot of money to go.
I feel like I'd rather spend that money going somewhere I haven't been or somewhere you just.
That's kind of how I feel about America. Like, even as far as TwitchCon goes, like I kind of hope it's not in California or Vegas. I want something different. Like
I agree. East Coast one would be awesome.
It probably will be. Like, the only one I would do in Cali, I think, is like San Francisco. Right, that's in Cali, right? It's I'd do San Fran and maybe that's it.
I like San Fran, but it's also just a nightmare. It's a nightmare. It's a pretty fucked up city.
I've heard that. I have no desire for LA. San Diego's really cool, but I don't want to go back. Like, I don't want to keep going back to places in America I've been.
Yeah, that's fair. That is fair. I just wish we could go to the East Coast. I think the East Coast is
cool.
It's fucking easier for us to get to, for a starter. It doesn't
involve. Oh my God, even just the flight. Oh yeah. God, that'd be so fucking nice.
Door to door, it took me 28 hours to travel to Vegas.
28? Was it direct?
No, I had to get a train from my family home to fucking Heathrow. It was just like a nightmare journey. I missed my connection. Like, I just a nightmare journey. And I was just like, this is awful.
28 hours is fucking long. 3 hours is so long. You could get to New Zealand in 28 hours.
I was like, I could have done so much this entire day.
That's so long. Damn.
After my nightmare fucking Germany one where I missed flights and connecting flights and all that shit, I was like, I am flying direct. I don't give a fuck. And it was the move. If I am ever going West Coast America, I'm doing direct flight only.
Yeah, I'm not doing it again. It was a mistake. I always think it's going to be fine, and then it's just you living in it, and you're like, this is a fucking nightmare.
I fucking hate this.
Why am I doing this to myself?
Yeah. What's your, like, you said East Coast. What would be your ideal pick?
New York.
I mean, I love New York City so much. I mean, if you've been, you understand it. I just think this is the greatest city on earth. I think it'd be terrible for a convention.
It would be awful, but as a selfish reason, I want to visit there.
I mean, the thing is, perhaps we can always do New York on the way back from one of these places in the West. It does work as a drop-over place.
That's true. The thing is, I feel like we kind of got the fucking squad. I mean, it's just go on holiday.
On the back of TwitchCon, which is fun and is nice to see people, and it's, you know, I mean, missed out on Paris this year. I was very happy to go and reconnect. Yeah. But equally, it's just like, that means we're hammed into these terrible places where TwitchCon takes us.
Yeah. You could go anywhere. You could go do a trip to, I don't know, where's your top place you want to go in the world?
Do a trip to Japan.
Japan? Well, that's all, go to Japan.
I would actually be in Japan right now. Pain.
No. Shit. Yeah, you were going in November.
Yeah, I would be like day two of Japan right now.
Oh.
I did Vegas instead, and it has ended up costing me about the same amount of money.
Jesus.
But, like, Christ. I did think that the night, I was like, man, I could be in Japan right now.
Oh, saddest little thought. Wow. Got to go next year. Definitely got to go next year. 100%.
Potentially.
No, you got to up that to a 100%ly.
So yeah, we did Vegas, and then I just got really ill. I was kind of ill when I went out there. It's been kind of nonstop. It's just that weather. I think it's just the weather change has just like caught me.
It fucks you up, right?
Yeah.
Hot to cold, and
I've been a fucking nightmare, honestly. Like, I don't know about you, Harry, but I have really struggled getting back to normal life back here and like normal fucking sleeping pattern. Like, yeah, I've been like staying up late as fuck, and then like I fixed it and it was great, and then like again I've just kind of fucked it
up
again.
A little bit of that is also the clocks changing and it being so dark. Like, it's so dark all day now. Like, it really has hit that time.
I don't know if you got it or if you got COVID or whatever. A lot of people got like con flu or COVID. I got con flu, thank God. But
yeah,
a few people got COVID. Yeah, and that fucked me up as well. Like, just for like a week, I was just in my bed, just like,
Yeah, it's not been good. So that's where the podcast's been. We're very sorry.
Yeah.
It's going to be a bit on and off for the next couple of weeks, but hopefully we're going to have lots of episodes in December. And then I think the plan is we're going to take a little break in January so we can get lots and lots of video podcasts recorded. And then we're all far ahead.
Yeah.
And there won't be any more dribs and drabbing. I think it was a bit... We started doing the video podcast, and we all agree we really like it. And you guys all seem to really like it on the podcast as well.
I love it.
But it's with Jingle Jam coming up and with all these breaks, it's just very complicated to get that far ahead and get the Games Night Room booked in. But we can do that in January. So.
Mm-hmm. And Jingle Jam... it's going to be a great time for guests. So we're going to try squeeze in a little epi here or there and probably bank it for
when we come back in Black February.
Yeah.
Equally, something 0 degrees related. Something you spoke about a long time ago actually went live last Friday. The archery.
Oh, yeah, it did.
Which is so dope.
So good.
God, yeah, we recorded that early June. So. Yeah. Boom,
wasn't
it
even
there.
Airing that? Wasn't it like April or some shit?
It was pre-summer, wasn't it?
I remember. Yeah. I don't know why I remember this. It was a few days after my friend's wedding, so it was like June the 5th or something like that.
Okay.
but it's a really fun video. Go check it out. Three of us on the main channel.
It's a total blast.
It's like, so good.
I forgot how much fun it was.
It's a very wholesome video, I find, actually.
It's lovely, isn't it? I watched it on the big TV in my front room, and it was like, oh, this is really nice.
I saw a comment that said Dream Bunt rotation, and I felt honoured to be in someone's Dream Bunt rotation.
Not wrong. That is true.
Thank you, commenter.
But yeah, go check
but yeah,
it
lots
out.
Of nice comments as well. So thank you, everyone.
I think that's the first time that we've ever just done a video, this the three of us. Do you know what I mean? Like we've done podcast, obviously, but like a video with just the three of us. I don't know if that's ever happened.
Like main channel content, just us three. I don't. Yeah, I think no. Can't think of another one.
We'll go watch it. We need to do it again because if it doesn't do well, then that will never happen again.
No, so, we'll be fired. Actually,
yeah, we'll be banned forever on the main channel,
and
so
they won't let us do more weird stuff as a job. You know, they'll stop letting us do cool things.
Because I was talking about it on stream, and it was like, what's something that you could suggest? You know, because obviously Ravs was never done archery. I was trying to think of something which wasn't like terrifying, aka, you know, skydiving or anything like that, but is something that I have never done before. Not saying I've done everything, but you know what I mean? It's tricky. I'd quite like to do like a go ape thing, or
I would love to take you go aping. I think
I think I'd shit my pants, but I feel like we should do it.
Maybe that's the next one.
I think that would be good fun. I've always wanted to do it. I'm scared of heights, but I wanted to do it.
I wouldn't want to do it now. We'd probably have till like beginning of next year when it's a bit
with
nicer.
With the wind, just go flying.
Yeah, I don't know if that'd be super fun. But if anyone doesn't know, go ape is like a adventure course in the tree line. So it's like 20, 30, 40 foot up in the air. And you just kind of like climb around with zip lines and stuff. It is scary, but I did it and I was a little bit scared of heights as a kid, and it really like helped me tackle it. So
yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
I am very scared of heights.
You are responsible for your own safety stuff on that, which is the sketchy bit.
That's the scary part. Yeah, you are. There's no instructor.
Yeah,
you got to clip yourself in properly.
Yeah, what?
So once you get like at the beginning, you get told how to do it, and then they basically just send you off into the course, and you're just up in the tree line, clicking yourself on and off.
Oh no, honey, no. What? I don't like that. That's crazy. Yeah. I thought there'd be someone up there making sure you're like properly.
Occasionally, there's a person up there, but no, it's a.
Oh, I hate that.
Yeah, I hate that too.
Maybe let's not do that.
I can't believe you suggested it, and I'm mad that you did.
I thought it would be like someone up there making sure you don't fucking fall and die. I didn't realize you're just fucking raw backing, free flying, Tarzaning through the trees. No, thank you.
I'd hate to see the things that those instructors have probably seen.
What?
I think it's pretty
dead
safe,
bodies
honestly.
On the floor.
People die.
No,
people
no
die. They must
no
die.
No one's died on Go Ape. It would be
they're falling from
down.
The skies. They're falling from the skies.
It
would be shut down. That is fine.
If people died, it would be shut down. I'm Googling right now. Oh
pink
my
mist.
God. Go oh Ape my death. God. A mum plunged 35 feet to her death from a Go Ape zip wire. It unclipped her safety gear and she died.
Mm-hmm.
Go Ape.
I'm not doing it.
What's this?
I'm not doing it.
I'm not doing it.
Wow, there's about one every 4 years. When's the last one?
Oh my God. I'm sorry. There's like a bunch of
them. The founder of Go Ape confirmed that May 22, a person using a instrument Brandon was hurt. They fell 7 meters.
What the
Guys, let's do a sport that's had no injuries or deaths recently. Let's do hockey. Let's go do some hockey.
No, it's booked in. It's booked into a Go Ape. It's
too
late.
Oh my God.
Oh shit.
We can be a statistic. I always wanted to be a statistic.
I was mentioning hockey because there was a horrendous, tragic death recently.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. Oh my God. That is like a freak accident. Horrific.
It was so freak accident. Horrible. Do not even try looking up. It's
oh
nasty.
My God. No, don't. Yeah, but yeah, I didn't even catch that you said hockey. I was too busy reading about all these people getting injured and dying on
Go-Aid. Yeah, fuck that. I could not.
She didn't die, but a young person fell from the thing, she survived, but oh my God, man hurt in full on Go Ape course. Like, what? I'm not doing Go Ape.
It's dangerous. Just be careful, Lydia. Just
I'm
fucking
not doing it.
No, you're gonna do it. We're gonna make
died.
You do it. We're gonna make you do it. You'll be fine.
Oh my God.
I just remember something funny that happened in Vegas, and I should probably mention on the podcast.
Okay, hit us.
There was a vile rumor started by potentially one of our next guests, Sarah. Sarah started a rumor about me.
What kind of rumor?
Was it true? So was it a true rumor?
It's not a true rumor, but she said it to like Jack Manifold and shit, and it like fucking spread around. So I, in Vegas, got permanently banned from Tinder.
That's true. Yeah, that is true. He was harassing people. He was trying to get paid.
See, this is Sarah.
No, I've
Sarah
heard this
propaganda.
From a reputable source.
Yeah, what? Sarah's not a reputable source.
No, she is. No, Raz was harassing people.
Wait, did this actually happen?
He said, I'm actually permanent from...
And got fucking, was trying to peg people.
That is not what happened.
No, it
These
is.
These allegations it are is. False.
No, Raz, you don't, you didn't, you weren't there. You don't know.
Listen, was I a man in Vegas trying to be pegged? Yes, but I was not doing it on Tinder.com or whatever the fuck that app is called.
Tinder.com.
Yeah.
Wait. Okay. Did you actually get banned from Tinder?
Yeah, I'm actually permanently banned from making a Tinder account.
No, you're not. Wait, are you lying?
I'm not lying to you. I actually am.
This
is
why?
This is a cold hard truth.
What did you do?
So, horny boy in Vegas, I was like, you know what, fuck it, I'm going to download Tinder and just like bang a quick profile up, maybe do some fucking, maybe you get pegged or whatever, like, you know, just see what happens.
First big pick, second big,
no.
Big pick.
No, I would never, did I? You think I would ever show anyone my sad grey alien of a cock? This would not happen.
No.
But like, they asked, like, I swiped like fuck, and then like the next day when we were in like a cigar lounge that had like no signal, I don't smoke, but someone wanted to go have a cigar, like it said, please verify your account, there's sus activity. I was like, what the fuck? And I had to like take a photo, but it was really laggy.
My finger slipped while taking the photo and the camera tilted down.
Anyway, apparently the photo was not like the photo they wanted or some shit, and it just permanently banned me, and what? I cannot ever make a Tinder account again.
Just in America or everywhere?
Everywhere.
No, you got permanently banned from Tinder.
Yeah, I'm permanently banned.
The fuck? Wait, it's crazy. What's the rumor then? That's not rumor. That's just
truth. Oh, yeah. So I was telling people about this on a night out, and then Sarah just was like, when I'm not talking to them anymore, is just telling Jack Manifold and Harry and other people that I just took a dick pic and sent it to people.
I mean, it's true. I believe it.
I don't find this out till the next day. I'm at the fucking party, and Jack's like, you sent a dick pic. I was like, what? Vile slander.
I heard he made it his profile picture.
Oh,
I heard that was it.
God.
I would never, bro. No way.
Oh my God. Well, we got the name for this podcast at least. Rav's got banned from Tinder.
Rav's got banned from Tinder.
Yeah.
It's hard out on these streets, man. The dating game has changed.
The dating game has changed. Just get banned.
Can't send dick pics like you used to. Go on now.
Christ.
Fucking hell. I wonder what they wanted. Why were they unimpressed with the picture?
I honestly think it's probably good for you that you got banned from Tinder. I know you're doing it like kind of ironically, but like it's just not a healthy place, really, is it? Like,
to me, Tinder is like the dating app if you just want to fuck.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck it, I'm in Vegas. Why not? I want to fuck.
Yeah. I should have sent you to the guy with the midget. I mean, he could have sorted you out. That would have been the good one.
It was fucking crazy in Vegas, though. Like you said, there's people propositioning you in the street. There's like all these fucking, the showgirls that are walking around trying to get you to take pictures. One of those like grabbed Duncan's arse, which is like really weird.
Jesus. Yeah.
Did he have to tip her?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Wait, why did I say Cyrus? The Duncan Tipper?
Yeah,
Duncan was like, what the fuck?
He's got sexually assaulted. Sorry,
that's
it.
Sexually
American works. So
just in the streets as well.
Sorry, sir.
You have to tip. By the way, we can't split the bill, and you must pay on one card.
Yeah, pay on one card, and you still got a tip.
Just driving down the strip was like a drivable billboard saying escorts to your door. It was like, what the fuck? How is there like a billboard for this? Isn't this illegal?
I guess escorting isn't right.
I think prostitution is illegal in Nevada. I don't think it's illegal. I'm pretty sure.
Is it legal?
I also saw an Amaranth billboard go down the strip as well, which
was
mental.
As well.
I met Amaranth.
Wait.
I have a photo of Amaranth. Yeah.
No, why is this photo not hit the light of day? Why is it not on Twitter?
I don't want to fucking tweet the I met Amaranth photo. I just like tweeted the night before, oh, I met my buddy Dan Giesling. He's so lovely.
I'm so sad you didn't hover hand her. That's all I wanted.
Oh, you went in funny. Right for the grab.
Yeah. I'll send it to you right now. Idea.
I want to see like, it. I want to see it. Let me see.
Yeah, I met like sweet Anita. I met Cole Carnage. I met all these sweet people. And it's like, you know, Amaranth was still cool, but like, it felt weird to tweet me randomly stood next to Amaranth. It just was like, I felt like a photo that shouldn't have happened.
Right. Was she nice? Was she nice enough.
I'd never really much of a chat. I was just simply like, let's get a photo for the vlog. Like I was vlogging a lot out there.
Right,
so I was like,
right.
You know,
that's pretty cool. Who was the nicest person you met?
Dan Giesling was very, very
Dan
lovely.
Giesling is the nicest man.
Very, very, very nice guy. Big fan of him.
Pictures just come in. Hell yes. I love this. This is great. You both look fantastic. Yep. Very, very nice. Yeah, this is the audience out there listening. This is a top tier picture. I fucking love this. I can't really see. Are you not hover-handering?
I'm not.
I wish it just was more obvious, and I wish he was. I feel like that would make
I wish Harry was there to tell me to hover hand, because I just hand on her shoulder or some shit, you know? I was like, whatever.
Yeah, I would have been like, no, sorry, I was going to take it again with the mega hover hand.
That would have been such a funny photo. I'm so sad I didn't do it.
That would have been great.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. All right, on that note...
Should we do a cheeky question? Half an hour in.
Oh, as a note, quickly, just to confirm, you are correct. Nevada is the only state in the union where prostitution is legal. So I guess that's why they have billboards and stuff, because it's legal there. There we go.
Well, very quickly, Lydia, what have you been up to?
Mm. Oh, fuck all. Absolutely nothing. I was like... Like you guys, I got sick for like 2 weeks. Those like colds that
you had the ultimate FOMO then.
Oh my God. Well, actually, I'm going to be completely honest. I didn't have any FOMO, because the idea of just getting wankered every day in Vegas fills me with a 34-year-old dread now. Like I just couldn't handle it. I'm past the age of being able to do that now. Like I think I would have a nervous breakdown. The anxiety would fucking kill me. I like happily sit this kind of trip out, but
dying like a sick child.
Literally, I was just a little Victorian orphan child, just coughing up a lot of stuff. Wait, that wasn't necessary.
Well, that's good. Keep that in. That's the
phlegm.
Phlegm. But that was it, really. Like, yeah, I've been streaming some Baldur's Gate, and
Are you enjoying it?
Oh my God, I fucking love it. Like I did a streaming on Sunday, and she's just like, oh, I've been streaming for 7 hours. Like, how did that happen? And I did barely anything. Like that game has got me by the throat. I spent 4 hours in the smallest little area. Like I'm not going to finish this game on stream until like 2028. I'm so slowly working my way through it. Absolutely loving it.
It's good to take your time with it.
That game is so good that there were literally times in Vegas where I was like, man, I wish I was playing Baldur's Gate or something. You know, I was literally like, this is too crazy. I wish I was like playing Dota or Baldur's Gate. I wish I was safe. Yeah, that's exactly what I felt.
Oh my God, yeah, getting old, Ravs. You've hit 30 now. It's settling in now. Just, this is it.
Absolutely out of my mind in Vegas to be like, I wish I was playing my BZ.
I was playing video games.
Why am I not at home playing games right now? Why am I in real life having fun?
Yeah.
Fuck's sake.
All right. Boom. Let's jump into a question.
It's worth noting, actually, we've had a lot of amazing questions then. So thank you so much.
Hell yeah.
Real great selection. Keep them coming. Loads of really good ones coming recently. So thank you.
Yeah, super interesting and varied. And
we say that, and then we might read them, and then they might be terrible. But actually,
and these are terrible. These are awful.
They look great. They look great.
They do look good. Yeah. All right. Should I start us off?
Yeah. Send it.
All right. Okay. I'm gonna start with this one, as we have literally just mentioned it. Okay.
Hello, my friend. My name's Sean, and I want to end your suffering. No, not like that. With meditation in my new podcast, Mindfulness for Gamers. Each episode, I'll take you through how mindfulness can help you to feel less anxious and frustrated and put you on a path of happiness, all through the lovely, grimy lens of video games. So make time to level up your mental health and take the first step on your spiritual skill tree. Join me and subscribe to Mindfulness for Gamers right here, right now.
Hey guys, I've just been listening to the episode a week before Rav's turned 30, and a dilemma struck me.
So long ago.
And a dilemma struck me as you were talking about your ages. I am 37. Yes, 37. How can I still be alive? My question is, how do I stay young and cool without coming across as a sad old man? I already don't know half the hip young sayings you guys use. Thanks in advance for your help. So Ravs, you've been 30 for a bit now.
Yeah.
Do you feel that you are descending into sad old man territory yet?
I do kind of feel that there's been like a slight, like, it's almost like it's superstitious in my head. Since hitting 30, I feel like things are slightly different in my head.
Okay. Really? Like,
a little bit, Harry. I feel a little bit like, you know, just like, oh God, I am 30 now. I feel older. I'm like not recognizing some pop culture names and stuff like that now. There are pop stars that like, are apparently massive that I've never heard of in my fucking life. And I feel little out of touch here and there, which feels kind of crazy because I feel like I've got my finger on the button on a lot of stuff. I feel like pretty...
Rouse, I think it's time to retire, mate. I think you might be
no,
done.
I will never stop. No, I think, no
you're,
way.
I think you're fucking done. I don't know.
Nah, I'm good, brother. They're going to literally have to remove me from the internet.
The cruel world of content creation has used you up and spat you out, friend.
No, I'm going to be doing fucking Insta stories or whatever the fuck. Like, hey guys, I'm going live. I'm literally shitting my pants in the care home.
Yeah,
I am. They will have to forcibly remove me from the internet.
I mean, they already are trying. Tinder's already banned you. Yeah, I mean,
that's true.
They're making their way, mate. Right? Yeah, careful, buddy. Yeah. Careful what you wish for. Yeah.
So I guess a little bit. I don't know. Sometimes I see a name trending. Like, who the fuck is that?
Yeah, we're turning into our parents when we'd be like talking about someone and they'd be like, I've never heard of this person in my life. And you're like, how could you not have heard of them? They're like the biggest pop star in the world right now. And they're like, who?
I mean, I listen to a lot of music and shit. And I was like, how have I not heard of some of these fucking people?
Yeah. And also, Harry, always our resident young boy of the podcast.
Well, I hope that never changes. That would be very weird if that suddenly changed. If I suddenly was no longer the youngest.
Suddenly you are now older.
I've aged 5 years in a year. Sorry.
Benjamin Button.
That's fair.
It's more the fact that I had this realization, because you had a birthday recently.
Yeah, I turned 28.
Happy birthday.
Happy belated birthday.
Happy belated. You're 28, which as the way I saw it, 28 was like basically 30. Like once you hit 28, you're on the zoom there,
I kind of
there,
felt the
right?
same at 27. I was just like, this is basically like...
27
to me felt like the number if I could freeze my age forever.
Yeah.
Like that.
Really?
I felt like 27 was my peak human condition. That was like the age. I
feel like 25 was like my fave age.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know.
I think 27 is good because you're old enough that you get like people, you know, treat you like an adult and things like that. But you're also young enough that you don't have to necessarily be an adult. So you're like a kind of cool.
True.
Midway kind of point.
I just think 28 and 29 are such unexciting numbers in so many ways.
It's just the countdown, isn't it?
It's
just the countdown.
For 30, yeah.
Yeah, that's all it is. You're just, 2 years to 30, 1 year
just
to 30.
Just gives you something to cling on to.
Just cling on to those precious, precious fleeting moments. But soon, I mean, before you know it, we'll all be in our 30s and you will no longer be a young boy.
And then you'll be in your 40s, Lydia.
Oh God!
No, I will be still in my mid-30s, technically.
Holding on for everything.
Gripping on.
You know what? I'm 30 now. I'm like, fuck me, man. 40 is gonna be here before I know it.
Oh yeah.
You know
the years get faster,
which is mad.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. We're gonna fly by. But so with this person's question, how? I think this is actually quite relevant, especially, well, to me, it feels relevant. Like, how do you stay young and cool without coming across as sad and old, right? Like, I sometimes think that, like, I strongly believe that you should just enjoy what you enjoy and be and wear what you want and all that stuff.
But yeah, be proud of who you are.
Yeah, proud of who you are.
Absolutely. Embrace yourself.
Yeah, but every now and again, I do get these worries where I think, like, you know, I'm 34 now. Like, how, you know, should I be dressing like that? What should I be wearing? Like, am I too old to be? Is it a bit sad if I'm doing this? Is it a bit? I feel sometimes like, am I? What's it? The what's that saying? Something dressed as mutton, dressed as lamb, or whatever. You know that.
Yeah.
You know, like sometimes that little creeping fear comes in, and I try and brush it away. But for sure, like, I feel like people are becoming a lot more like they don't give a fuck.
But I think, is there a difference in our generations though? Is this like what our parents taught us? This is the way people should be and stuff like that. And times have changed so much.
Yeah.
That, like, I feel like our generation has been very like, you know, just be who you are, embrace who you are. Like, you know, if who gives a fuck? Like, if you're fucking 40 or whatever, you wear whatever the fuck you want still. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I don't know.
I think it's definitely changing. Sorry, Harry.
I was going to say, like, who are you trying to be cool to, right? Like, I think that's important. Are you trying to be cool to yourself, cool to your friends, cool to people younger than you? I think that's, like, it's a weird definition of, like, how do I stay young and cool? Like, cool is such a subjective thing.
It's super subjective.
I feel like people having their midlife crisis, which, like, at 37 is when that, I guess, begins to, like, maybe happen. And then suddenly it's what's the term typical, like, leather jacket, fast car, dads, and like
Porsche. It's typically what, like, early 40s is people have a midlife crisis. Is that right? Late 30s, early 40s.
Constantly trying to figure out what mines will be. Like, I don't know.
I'm just thinking I'm just constantly in one. I mean, just why start? Just, you know, always.
No,
there
needs to be a day where something you don't give a fuck about, you suddenly give a fuck about, like, I'm going to get really into making matchbox cars or something. You know what I mean? Like, you just pick something.
Isn't it more like something which is clinging to your youth though? Yeah. So it's got to be something which is like, suddenly obsessed with
motorbikes.
Going clubbing.
I mean, I wouldn't get a motorbike. That's what would be my favorite. Or a holding and denying, and then I would.
I'm scared. I think I'm scared I might be in motorbike pipeline.
Really?
You're in the motorbike pipeline.
Motorbike CIA just slowly whispering in your ear. You feeling it?
I slowly have been like, you know, fuck, motorbikes are so dangerous and so fucking whatever, to like, motorbikes are cool, actually.
They gotta go.
I mean, the thing that I have to tell myself to commit myself out of it is that no matter how safe I think I would be, I cannot trust anyone else. Like,
exactly.
And, oh my God.
Like, I know I would be so fucking safe and so cautious, but it doesn't matter. Like, other people are such fucking cunts that they'll hit you.
Yeah. And on a motorbike, you just get
out of your control. That's like the bit that always convinces me back to not do it.
You said something great there though, it's like, or was that Harry? Like, it depends who you're trying to be cool to, right? Like, there's going to be like, wow, that's like a really cool leather jacket you're playing. I love your blue jeans if you're like impressing some dads or whatever.
Yeah.
All right. You're into Warhammer. Wow, that's the coolest model I've ever seen in my life. You know, like, it depends who you're trying to, what crowd you're trying to be in with.
Who you're trying to impress. I think there is maybe a bit of added pressure with our jobs, and especially not to pull the woman card, but like, I don't know.
By the way, Lydia is a lady, in case y'all forgot.
Yeah.
Oh, woman.
But woman alert.
Oh my God, that's so fucking good. Maybe this is a pressure that I've put upon myself. I'm not sure, like, which I don't need to do, but this like fear of being like an aging woman in an industry where you are being looked, you know, like where you are video content pictures all the time, and you know, not wanting to be wrinkly and look old, like this fear of looking like you're aging. I don't know.
Is that a generational thing
you're
though?
Not
is
aging,
that
like, you're maturing. Is that,
like, is that a societal thing that you're like putting on yourself?
Yeah, probably. I think there is. I think it's probably a very deep, complicated societal discussion about, and I'm sure I'm not saying it's not just for women. I'm not saying that men don't have this as well. I can only talk from my own like perspective and how I feel. I'm sure it's across for everybody. But yeah, it's for certain, like, I'm sure it's pressure that I'm just putting on myself. Like, if I just was like, I don't give a fuck and could really believe that, it wouldn't matter anymore. It's me. It's not because I've got people sending me comments being like, you look old, you know, like you're getting too old to do this. But maybe because we are working in an industry where it's video games and it's video content, it's quite young, that there's that kind of fear of like, I don't want to look like some old fucking, you know, middle-aged, I should have children talking about video games. You know what I mean?
A bit late for that, am I right? Anyway, moving on.
I think I get it. I guess my brain's just not as broken from Instagram and shit like that. Yeah, I feel like there's so many like aesthetic places where I just don't go and participate because I know that it will break my brain like that. But
oh yeah, 100%.
I don't go and care. So again, one of the main reasons I don't stream for cam and stuff, I don't have to. Like, I just think, I think just removing that onus of having to care is really healthy.
Oh, 100%.
I think it's fucked up. I think you probably should go around, Lily, and look for like some good aspirational role models in that way, right? Like, there's certainly so many women in gaming that are older than you. That I mean, people like Anna Prosser. Anna Prosser is she's certainly older than you. She's killing it.
Oh, what's her name? You know who I love? Jessica Chobot. She was one of the first. I'll say this for someone who hasn't looked her up in a long time. I hope she's still
46.
Okay.
She's 46. She's 46.
She's over 10 years older than me. And I remember. When she first got into the industry, looking at her and thinking, oh my God, like there's barely anyone like her, like doing that kind of thing. That's so cool. Yeah. And she's still doing it.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Maybe I've got 10 years left in me. Who fucking knows?
I don't think there's an expiration date on anything we do.
Anyway, sorry, I didn't mean to turn this into such a therapy session. Sips
and Perrion, and yeah, they're still going. And
Jesus fucking Christ. Perrion's basically fucking like a zombie.
One foot in the grave.
P-Fax is still up on 50, man, and he's getting there.
He's
got a walking stick.
And you know what? Perrion actually fucking pretty trendy and hip, I would say.
Very trendy and hip.
He is a fucking great. Yeah, he's for a so fucking youthful. Corpse.
He's
fucking
cool.
Hell, have you seen him? He's so old.
Walking corpse. Yeah. I love hanging out with Perrion because I actually do feel really young, because I'll say something like, you know, like, oh yeah, I went to uni in like 2000 or whatever. And he'll be like, I'd already had 3 grandchildren by the year 2000. I'd already started getting my pension in the year 2000. Like, I love hearing that because I'm like, oh, really? Oh, I'm so young. I'm so young. So he's a great person to hang out with. But on a less serious note, the cool and young hip sayings, Harry, how do you stay up with the cool and young hip sayings? Like, because I feel
you just make them up.
Harry is bleb speak, so he fucking made his own shit. But
yeah, fuck it. I can't keep up, so I'm just gonna make up my own shit.
But
fuck
I feel like, you know, the based and humble chatters and commenters, you know, they support, they keep it popping. You know,
like even that whole sentence, the based and humble chatters, they keep it popping. If you said that sentence to someone who was a lot older than us, someone elderly in the care home.
No. Age is irreverent to whether they're part of our communities and part of our culture, right?
Oh, no. Yeah. Okay, I didn't mean it like that.
Because Perrion would understand, and he's like 75.
Yeah.
He's got grandkids. He's got great grandkids.
Great grandchildren.
He fought in the Second World War.
But that saying alone is bizarre. Well, not the saying, that sentence on its own is a bizarre sentence that I'm sure a lot of people would look at and say, I don't know what the fuck you were saying
it's
with that.
Weird,
what does that
Lydia?
Mean?
Kind of weird.
Yeah.
What? You had to explain to me at the pub
very
what base meant.
Age showing.
I was like, what the fuck is base? People keep saying
Lydia,
base
stop
on Twitter.
On our podcast, please?
Can you stop showing your age?
Can you stop age showing, please? It's kind of, it's cringing out the listeners that you're age showing so much right now.
Yeah.
Guys, I'm so sorry that Lydia's
so
age showing.
There's so much shit that I've just been like, I don't know what that means.
We're
going to have
a content warning at the beginning. Lydia age shows throughout this podcast.
She's aging rapidly during the process of this podcast.
In the recent Metal Gear thing, it said, we apologize for the contents of this game. They're being kept in their creator's image. I feel we're going to have that warning for Lydia. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, sorry.
Lydia's things might be a bit dated. She doesn't
and
know.
Pop in, like, what? Like, I know what you mean. I understand it. But I can completely understand how someone would be like, what the fuck
yeah,
are you
popping
saying?
Popping is not poppers or whatever, Lydia.
Popping
whatever
is like
your
a fucking,
brain
it's
is
like
thinking.
A fucking Victorian, like, fucking
I
slang.
Know what it means, but yeah. I know there's going to be people who aren't going to understand what the fuck some of the shit we say means. I still don't really even get, like, I understand based, but it, I don't know, it just doesn't sit right with me. It's grammatically, it pisses me off. I don't know, I just don't like it. Pisses me off. Sorry?
It is so good.
Unbased.
Sorry, I am turning into the grandma of this podcast. You two can carry on being young and talking in your hippening and happening, TikToking language.
I think just keep yourself up to date, though, is like the real advice here, like, you know, like watch some shit that is maybe current culture or whatever. Like you might pick up some terms there. Like I use like Instagram and TikTok and shit. So I see all the stupid memes that are cutting about right now. I've learned some terms in there and shit.
Nah, like, I give the opposite advice. Don't fucking bother. Just don't even bother with it. It's ever moving so quickly and it's all bullshit. Don't bother.
I think the most aging thing you can do is other it. I think othering it and pushing it away and being critical or cynical around it, whilst you can do that from an inside perspective, doing it from an outside perspective, I think is the most aging thing you can do for real.
Yeah, like,
that's what old people do, is they deny, they don't accept, and they don't, and thus they aren't included, right? Whereas if you accept, and you don't have to participate, but you accept and you...
Even if you get it wrong, they might find it funny and shit. Like,
that's actually a youthful thing to do, I'd say. You know?
I
on God, for real, for real.
On God, for real. Boy spitting 100.
Yeah. No cap.
I disagree with that to an extent.
Back to the age showing woman. Sorry. The age showing
woman is back.
Content warning, content warning. Women alert.
Old woman alert, actually.
Oh, yeah. Old woman alert.
I disagree a little bit with that because I think back to being younger and like my mum hearing the way I would talk and trying to like talk like it and just being like, oh my God, this is embarrassing. Like,
I'm not saying you have to talk like it, but I'm saying like not just saying that's bad because that's what young people do, or I'm not going to learn it. I don't even want to understand what you're saying. I think it's more you accept that that's how they're talking, you accept that's what they're saying and doing. And you at least give it any interest of understanding it, right? And that and that makes you then acceptable within that community because you've given the time to understand it, right? You don't. I agree. You using that language potentially is cringy if you're not with it, I guess. But I think like just pushing it away is like that's the most aging thing you can do.
Yeah, try and embrace it a little bit, like. Like I said, they'll be funny and stuff. Like Sips trying to say Twitch emotes is like gold content.
It's hilarious.
Sips being like, this makes me people happy smile or whatever. He just says shit like that. Like, he's trying.
Cute.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's the advice.
That's the advice.
Whatever that was.
The advice. Enjoy
somewhere
the
in there
advice.
Was advice.
Yeah.
That was 20 minutes of us rambling about age. It's good.
Yeah. Yeah,
We're quite deep in. We might have to call it here because we've got to go and record a little Am I the Asshole for the wonderful patrons who've been also waiting very patiently for some Am I the Asshole stuff.
Thank you, patrons.
As we said, podcast will be a bit on and off, but stay tuned.
Yeah. We'll Jingle Jam is always a messy time of year. We're hopefully going to record what we can. We'll get what we can to you. We got some plenty of guests that are going to be available to us. So
yeah, hopefully we'll get lots and lots stored up.
We'd like to get the video popping again, so
yeah, enjoy doing it.
Soon.
Yeah, me too.
So yeah,
it will return.
It's so convenient, the office as well.
If you have great questions, which there's been tons of recently, please keep sending them in. We will take more amazing questions. Lots of really like nice long ones, some really funny ones, great stories and stuff. Do ping them in. Link in the podcast description. And if you enjoy, you can go support us on Patreon, where there's loads of Am I the Assholes to go listen to if you haven't signed up before. A nice back catalog. You can even sign up for just a month. That's honestly what I recommend people doing. It's what I do on a lot of patrons. Sign up for a month.
You can binge it.
Binge it all and then unsub and then you can come back in like 6 months and binge again. Yeah. So it's a good tactic. Yeah.
Patreon.com/0degrees. I noticed many of you join. I still have notifications on. Many people joined. I got little pop-ups last week when the podcast didn't go out. Sorry. Like I guess some people thought we put it up there earlier or some shit. Sorry, that's not the case. But Wagyu.
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 Wagyu. Okay, goodbye.
We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.
Bye. Bye.